Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Classroom Management 101 podcast. I'm Jacob Bexel. And today we're going to be talking about the first chapter of the 10th edition Classroom Management for Middle and High School Teachers by Edmund T. Emmer and Carolyn M. Evertson. They discuss in the first chapter about how classroom management has planning and interactive aspects, which means that not only do you need to plan out your activities, you also need to have responsibilities while the activities are going on. And there are a couple of vignettes which demonstrate these on pages 5 through 6. The first vignette offers us a teacher who's definitely very committed to his students, but not so apt at managing whole class activities. And I think most of that can be headed off by group formation. I find that to be very important. I like to do small groups, and obviously we do whole class as well, but I like to set up my groups so that they're structured in a way where students can support each other, and that allows me to circulate the room more to head off any behavioral issues we have, which they actually mention in the second vignette of teacher Sarah Roberts. A couple of the things that I've noticed is the expectation level that we set forward for our classes. It needs to be clear, and it needs to be followed through upon. It seems that many teachers have these high expectations, yet they do not follow through on them, or they do not manage the expectation of their students. Now, by this I mean they don't perhaps give them a physical copy of behavioral and procedural expectations for your class. And if you're not doing this, I don't think students really can be held all the way accountable. I mean, obviously they have heard these things, but they do not have a reference. And secondly, when you give these expectations, you need to follow through. Unless they're obviously failing for a particular class of yours, in which case you need to make adjustments and then relay those adjustments of new expectations to the class. Also, I think it's important when giving instruction as to an activity, whether whole class or small group, to be brief and keep it light. Humor doesn't hurt, but maintain high expectations for the work that they'll produce, and then that allows you the ability to circulate the room and try to head off any students who are either just too chatty or getting off task. I see that several places in here they address students' motivations and interests, and I find that to be the key, is to know your students. So I would assume that after the first few weeks of class, I would have a pretty good relationship or understanding of where students are coming from, and then if I needed to adjust my expectations to meet those motivations and interests, we could do that. But I would do that through open discussion with my students, as I feel they should be involved in their learning. I hope that you've enjoyed this first installment of Classroom Management 101, where we have discussed Chapter 1 of the Pearson 10th Edition Classroom Management for Middle and High School Teachers. I will return within a week's time to bring you another installment. Thank you very much. I'm Jacob Bexel.